this morning. Pleased to be joined. Well, we have Mayor Kelleher sticking around here, but we also have Caitlin Jacobson with the UNL Lincoln Logan McPherson County Extension. Did I get all that right?
Yes. Nice and long for you.
Yeah. What's your official title out there?
4-H Extension Educator.
Very good. Very good. And you guys, you have something going on today. First off, before we get into the, we had Lincoln County Fair here in a couple weeks, but you have something going on today?
Yeah, our Hippology contest, which is part of the Horse Project, the exhibitors, it's part of their all-around points. So we give out an award for, an all-around award for exhibitors that compete in a lot of different classes during the horse show, and Hippology is part of that. Like we were talking prior to being on the air, they do like a written exam, and then they have different stations where they identify different equipment for horses, and they identify different feeds, and learn about different diseases in horse, and they've been practicing hard, so it's definitely the learn by doing part of 4-H.
You'll have to pardon my ignorance here. Hippology is that the study
it's
of?
It's the study of horses.
Horses. I don't think I've ever heard that. I don't know that I knew that. I would have, I guess... Yeah,
I'm by the name, you'd think it was the study of hippos.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't really connect very well. But yeah.
Okay. Very good. And that concludes today. You said.
Yep. That's today. And actually, our Lincoln County Hippology team will be competing at state here the third week in July, the 17th through the 20th.
Oh, very good.
So that's in the state horse show, and our Lincoln County is always well represented. They always do well, so I'm excited to see how they'll do this year.
Awesome. And then right after that, we get into the Lincoln County Fair.
Yes, the last week of July. So we kickstart on the 24th. We have the dog show, and then all of our static exhibits come on the 25th, and then all the animals come, and we do the beef show, the swine show, the rabbit poultry, all the things. So,
What is the extensions part of the fair? I mean, what are you guys involved in? I'm sure a lot.
Yeah. So our role is basically, so we collect 4-H'ers part of, they have a lot of paperwork involved before. So it's a heavy parent on the parent side as well, but we collect affidavits. So any like animal IDs and that kind of a things. And we help weigh animals in when they come and check animals into the fair. We obviously give out ribbons and awards throughout the fair. Just kind of answer a lot of questions. And yeah, it seems like we're always doing something.
We're probably, hopefully going to dial up 70 and 80 degree weather again for late July. I don't know if that'll hold out, but we're hoping so.
Yes. Yeah. Fairs always seems to be like the hottest week of the year. So I'm counting on it.
I was going to say, probably. Well, I said that at Nebraska Land Days that we were probably going to get 100 degrees, and it never happened. So maybe if I just keep saying that, it won't happen. But that comes. It starts the 24th. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
Very good.
24. I have a question.
Yeah.
So how many kids participate in a lot of these activities these days? I know it was, after my reference point is 30 years ago when I was in high school, and there was a pretty big deal back then.
Yeah. So enrolled in 4-H this year, we have 381 4-H'ers. So, and obviously the different project areas vary. We had close to 100 head of cattle last year, and pigs is a growing project. Goats are definitely a project that's growing a lot. We've seen a lot more goats increase the past couple of years, just because they're kind of an easy, fun project to do, and goats are just becoming more popular even on the state level as well. So yeah, it's just kind of fun to see. It varies from year to year, but
so is that 300 people in this area, or is that across the state?
381 just in Lincoln County.
Oh wow, that's a big number. Well, that's exciting. You know, so much of our world surrounds ag. It's a good thing we're educating people. I know 4-H isn't just ag, but
right, and that's 381 4-H'ers that are enrolled in 4-H. Now, some of those don't necessarily participate in obviously the livestock side. Maybe they just do clothing, or maybe we had a group go to PACE, like livestock judging. Maybe they just do livestock judging. There's a lot of different other aspects of 4-H that maybe they don't necessarily participate in the fair, but they are a part of 4-H.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin Jacobson here with us with the UNL Lincoln Logan McPherson County Extension Office. As fair season is just around the corner, and exciting stuff. So they can come out. I know that it's open to the public. Once they open up all the entries, you can go visit them and ask questions. I'm sure the kids like that.
Yeah, the Fair Board has been doing an awesome job. It's been nice. It's been fun working with them. I know they have a lot of stuff planned at the fair this year. We're excited Easton Corbin is coming. Yeah. Get some more entertainment during the fair and bring some people out.
Yeah, so. Late July. It'll be here in a finger snap. It'll be here by late July, and then we'll be talking back to school like the next week. So
yeah,
get ready for it all. It's coming for you. Caitlin, anything else this morning you want to mention?
No, I just am excited for everybody to come out to see the fair. These 4-H'ers, they work. That's part of the learning process in 4-H, so just really excited for the 4-H'ers to get to showcase all their hard work. I mean, it's months and maybe even a year's worth of work that culminates here at the fair.
This is kind of their time to shine.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming in, Caitlin, all your hard work out there at the Extension. We appreciate it, and have a great fair, all right?
Yeah, thanks.